Before we begin, I'd like you to share with us a little bit about your background as an entrepreneur.
I think for many of us entrepreneurs, it is a lifelong bug that you pursue over the course of a career. I remember back to my earliest entrepreneurial activities going back to high school, actually even prior to that, starting a newspaper in elementary school, starting a wholesale fruit business in high school, starting a t-shirt company like many people do in college. But each time you start something, you learn a little bit more. And then when you're ready to take it to the next level, once you've graduated from college, it's an exciting adventure.
And after that, how did your career evolve to keep you focused on the entrepreneurial track?
I think like many entrepreneurs, you look at a career as a journey. You really look at it as an opportunity to learn from each step that you take. I think I pursued my entrepreneurial dream like many people did, not right out of college, but first I spent 8 years in the management consulting industry, really learning about business, learning it from the top down, working with large and small companies to understand really the complexity of the different business functions, and perhaps most importantly, how they interact with one another. How does marketing interact with finance, interact with sales and operation? I felt I had at that point, after 8 years in that industry, enough of a body of knowledge and experience to launch businesses on my own and with teams of like-minded entrepreneurs. And over the past 8, 10, 12 years, have launched 4 or 5 successful businesses, as well as participated on the management team and advisory boards of a number of different ventures. Each one, you learn whether it's successful or not, you take away something concrete and you apply it to the next venture. And really your goal is to increase the success rate of each company that you start, as well as accelerating that time from concept to commercialization.
It strikes me that your history has been as much focused on self-education as it has on actually doing the business of starting businesses.
Well, I think for an entrepreneur, you've got to reject the notion in many ways of a formal education. You've got to take that burden of responsibility and really empower yourself to become your own guide in your own career and understand that you can get many ideas and critical experiences that help your entrepreneurial career from formal education as well as working for somebody else. You're really unlimited. As long as you approach each step in your career as an opportunity to learn, you'll be successful.
And that's a way of thinking that no doubt contributed to your initiative in the co-founding of Trump University, about which I'm sure we'll hear more as we talk today.
Yes, it absolutely did, John. I think that